hooks it up top over to Seneca Knight. Three ball right wing, and he knocks it down. Great ball movement by the Birds. Seneca Knight has eight, and the Birds are back within 12, 57-45. Here's Campbell on the right side. Up top, Duax runs into Seneca Knight, goes to the glass and lays it in. A lot of contact. Duax able to finish with the right hand, right of the rim. He has 17, 59-45. UNI by 14. Kazuki curls off of McChesney screen. Lob feed to McChesney. Dope for the basketball, deflected away by Cole Henry and into the hands of UNI. Bowen Bourne, left side. Trey Campbell wide open for three. Doesn't go. Drew Daniel back taps the rebound into the hands of Cole Henry at the foul line. Back to Daniel. Fires a three right side. It's an air ball into the hands of Seneca Knight. Knight's going to negotiate traffic into the offensive end. Now give it to Darius to slow things down. Birds trail it by 14, 59-45. Darius topside on the dribble against Daniel. Stops right at the key. Step back. 18-foot jumper on the way. Remy, no offensive rebound. Kendall Lewis. They drop a double on him. Up top, Seneca Knight straight on three, and he knocked it down with Drew Daniel running at him. Back-to-back three balls by Seneca Knight. He has 11, and the Birds are back within 11, 59-48, 10-19 to play. Cole Henry to Campbell, foul line jumper, flicked it up, doesn't go, off rebound to Kendall Lewis of Illinois State. Seventh rebound of the afternoon for Kendall. Birds on the attack. Northern Iowa won for their last seven from the floor. Burford on the dribble left side. Top side, Kazuki. Hounded by Bowen Bourne. Takes him to the foul line. Down the right-hand side of the alley. Wheels back into the lane. Draws a double. Hooks a pass. Burford. Head and shoulder fake. Now drives on Campbell. On the inline. Leans in. Off the window and in with the right hand. Darius Burford on the bounce. Tiptoed that left baseline. Got an edge on Campbell. He's got 14. And the Birds are back within 9. 59-50. 9:29 to go, second half. This looks like a tired UNI ball club right now. Duax with a forearm shiver, not Burford to the ground. They're going to say Burford created the contact first, coming up to defend him. And Darius will pick up his third of the afternoon.
Burford thought he saw some space there, and he ran into an elbow from Duax and dropped him like Joe Frazier.
He went about 10 yards after contact. He almost got called for traveling. Henry out between the rings on the inbounds pass. For Burford, that's his third personal foul of the afternoon. 13 to shoot. Duax traces the arc with a right hand dribble on the left side. Bodies up on Burford. And are they going to call a hand check on Darius again? They do. So Darius, who's trying to apply the defense on Duax, gets called for back-to-back fouls, and now Darius has picked up his fourth of the afternoon with 9:12 still to play, and Darius going to have to check out with 14 points on the day. So Darius comes out, McChesney back in to replace him. This could be a key stretch here. Campbell gets it into Henry up top to Ax, who's now matched up with Seneca Knight. Bowen Bourne. Gives to Henry. McChesney knocked it away. Henry runs it down to the time stripe. Nine to shoot. Bowen Bourne, head of the key. Hooks the pass right side. Wolf rising a three. Doesn't go. McChesney clears away the rebound for the Birds. Birds trail it by nine. 59-50. Poindexter quickly forecourt. McChesney down the lane. Runs into Duax. A whistle, and they're going to say
jump ball.
Jump ball was called. Possession arrow is going to favor the Birds. I was completely blocked by the near official on that. A lot of contact down low, but that ended up pretty positively for the Birds and what the alternative could have been. Seneca Knight off the inbounds play. Crosses over on Campbell. Jump stop down the lane. Up left hand. Good. Count it and the foul. Seneca Knight with 13. He'll go to the line. Foul line left. Looking to convert the three-point play. The Birds are back within 7. 59-52. They trailed this by as many as 21 just 10 minutes ago.
Somebody has woken up the bear. Seneca Knight is just playing inspired basketball the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Keep bringing the honey out. Seneca Knight rattles home the free throw. 14 now for Seneca. Birds are back within six. 59-53. And the Redbird contingent here in downtown St. Louis come to their feet. Anderson high on the right. Out between the rings is Trey Campbell. Now to Bowen Bourne. Curls off a Henry screen. Whistle to reach in. Foul called. It's going to go against Liam McChesney, who had a foul taken off at the break. So now Liam's going to pick up his third. Burford has been whistled for four. And that's about it with regard to the Birds being in foul trouble at this point. But that is going to be key down the stretch. 8:23 to go, 59-53. Birds have worked all the way back from trailing by 21 to now within six. Still plenty of time left. Bourne spinning like a corkscrew. 15-foot jumper left it short. Kendall Lewis the rebound for the Birds. Outlet Poindexter, no look pass. Right side, Kazupke tried to fire a three, and Trey Campbell rejected his three-ball attempt right into the baseline right, and the Birds will retain possession.
Yeah, Kazupke thought he had a wide-open look, and peripheral vision didn't allow him to see the Northern Iowa player closing on him, but a nice defensive play.
He came out of nowhere and swatted that thing in front of the Redbird bench. Poindexter plays it into McChesney high on the right. Hands it back off to Poindexter. He'll take a jog toward the top side. Lewis now as they run the weave. Here's Seneca Knight on the dribble. Step back. Three ball over Wolf off back iron. A miss. McChesney battled Campbell for the rebound attempt. And I believe they're going to get Liam McChesney for the foul. That's going to be his fourth of the afternoon. And that's going to take us to a media timeout. Timeout down the floor. 7:54 to go in this second half. It's UNI 59, Illinois State 53. Back in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.